Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 5. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak. What's he saying here, preacher? God never gave the angels the kind of dominion and authority that man had originally over the earth. Let me repeat that. God never gave the angels authority or dominion over the earth. Never. We see in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 27. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seeds, it shall be for your meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given you every green herb to meat. And so, why is that so important? God gave man dominion over everything. The fowl, the air, the beasts, the fields, the herbs, everything. Man had dominion over it, not the angels. Angels do not have dominion over this world or the world to come. That promise was given to man. The divine purpose for the world is that man, not angels, are to rule in the future. I hope I'm not losing you here. Verse number 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he hath put a subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. What in the world is he talking about, preacher? This is a direct quote from Psalm 8, verses 4 through 6. Time won't allow, I'm running out of time here. It's a direct quote from that. Literally, it's talking about that he put man in dominion and man blew it. He blew it. In chapter number 4, well, let me look in verse number 9, and I get this. But we see Jesus. Why is that so important? In verses 6 through 8, it speaks of mankind. Remember, we just read in Genesis and in Psalm 8, and in here we see that God set mankind over this earth, over the fish, fowl of the air, the beast, every green herb. Verses 6 through 8 speaks about mankind. Verse number 9 speaks about Jesus. But we see Jesus. I love that. How do I know that? Okay, again, I did a lot of studying. There's a lot of controversy what verses 6 through 8 is talking about. I am confident it's not talking here about Jesus Christ. It's talking about mankind. I want you to notice. Look in verse number 6, the last part of verse number 6, where it says, the Son of Man. When you see the word son up there, okay, it's in lowercase. Again, I did a study this week. It didn't have nothing to do while Latrice's out there getting a suntan and all. They bought me a while back a hammock for Christmas. A hammock that has a cover over it. It's a wide hammock, and it's really neat. You can sit out anywhere, and while you can sit out in the breeze and the sun don't get to you, it covers you up. So I'm sitting out there for a couple hours and just reading and studying and all, amazing doing anything out there. We're going to be hearing the waves come in out on the beach and hear the seagulls flying and all these wonderful things. While I'm reading, I checked out this Son of Man. Every time it has lowercase S-O-N of man, it speaks of mankind. But every time it has a capital S-O-N of man, it speaks of Jesus every time. Now, if you want to study this for yourself, go ahead. But I'll save you a little bit of time. Jesus loved to be called the Son of Man. That was one of his favorite titles. But if you see in the New Testament, every time it's referred to Jesus as the Son of Man, it's uppercase S-O-N. Every time it's referred to mankind, it's a lowercase S-O-N. Why is that important? Well, it's so important when you see when in the context of Scripture what it's talking about. For example, in these verses, the Son of Man. It's talking about Adam and even us. That let me put this before I move on. That Jesus Christ, I have a note in here, was not half man and half God. Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. But we have a serious problem here. Man was put in authority or dominion over the earth, but he lost it. Look in the last part of verse number 8. I hope this is pulling together for you. But now we see not yet all things are put under him. He lost it. He's not exercising dominion over creation like the power was given to him, and he lost it. He cannot control the fish. He cannot control the fowl, the air. He cannot control the animals. He can't even control himself. Amen, preacher. They lost it. But one day we're going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. And then we will have dominion. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. I know I've lost a lot of you already. But look at verse 9. This pulls it together. Mankind lost that dominion. But look at verse number 9. But we see Jesus. Praise God. He was the one who changes everything. Jesus regains dominion over the earth by his suffering and death of his resurrection. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Again, Jesus regains dominion over the earth by his suffering of death and his resurrection. Man forfeited that right, but Jesus regained that right. And that promise, in which we will rule and reign with him. And because of the sacrifice and victory over death, hell, and the grave, Jesus Christ is now crowned with glory and honor that we read here in this passage of Scripture. And let me read the rest of that verse. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Let that one sink in. By the way, do you believe that? I was listening this morning to on our Roku channel. We have that 24-hour radio station. And I listen to it all the time. I rarely turn TV on. Maybe special events. But if I do, most of the time if you come to the house, what is on our TV, is our Roku. Do y'all ever watch that? Has the beautiful scenery that's put up there, the different things, the fields of grains and mountains and streams and all the beaches and all. And there's songs that are being sung over the channel. It's beautiful, just relaxing. And one of them that was sung this morning, we had sung at the church a couple weeks ago, titled, Whosoever Will May Come. By the way, didn't them guys do a great job? Amen. Remember, it was DJ, Corey, and Kyler. Whoa. I believe that. Whosoever will may come. Well, here in Hebrews is so clear about that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.